and Stuart Townend, and keep you here. Now, I remember when I was young and I used to lead the children's work at my local church. And Sunday mornings was always a bit of a struggle because so many of the young children, young people wanted to go off and do sport. And it really did seem that sport was a bit of a sort of in opposition to the church and faith and all that. So I'm really pleased that today's National Sports Sunday. And here to explain a little bit about why that is and the opportunity that sports present for the gospel is the coordinator of National Sports Sunday, Adam May.
This morning is National Sports Sunday, a day that calls the church to think about how it serves the community of sport and how we go back and look at our heritage and think about how we can celebrate the great sporting clubs that started through the Christian church. Today is a great day of celebration. It's only the second time that we've engaged in National Sports Sunday. So if you think, I've never heard of this, then you're probably in good company. And it comes off the back of the fact that last year when we did it, Christians up and down the country asked God the question, what can I do to serve that community of sport? And so today, we're doing it again, but we're going bigger. We're delighted to be able to work with some amazing sports ministries across the country. Ambassadors, Kick London, Youth for Christ, Scripture Union, and many others. Coming together to say to the church, come on, let's be intentional and see what we do in our sports clubs as being just as important to God as what we do in church. And so today, I'm asking you the question, where is God calling you to be better intentional in the community of sport? 25 to 30 million people strong. And probably if you think about your own interactions with sport, you're probably part of that. Do you go to a park run? Do you go to the gym? Do you drop your child off when they go and play sport? If you said yes to any of those things, then you are part of that community. And the Great Commission given to us by God is to think about how we can serve that community, how we can serve it intentionally. Maybe opening our church doors to those people around us. Maybe it's about loitering with intent, not just going to the gym and then dashing off again, but being part of it. There are so many opportunities. That's what we saw last year when churches took up the challenge to be involved in National Sports Sunday. And we believe there's greater things coming again. But it all comes from that place of prayer. And so on this day, I want to encourage you to pray for that community of sports, to pray for its well-being, to pray that God would richly bless it. I want to use a special prayer written for today by His Eminence Archbishop Angelos, the Coptic Archbishop of London and one of the presidents of Churches Together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts you constantly give us, and first and foremost, the gift of your Spirit within us that strives and yearns for fellowship. We give thanks for all those who provide opportunities for our fellowship through the various sporting activities that are available, and that become for so many a source of support in their daily journey, knowing that they do not journey alone, but do so among friends and companions. We give thanks at a time of great uncertainty through our nation that we're still able to gather across all lines and experience the fellowship that is provided through these various experiences and events. We ask your blessings upon those who partake, that you may grant them the spirit of graciousness and sportsmanship, that they may be reminded of the true and ultimate goal of not only winning the game, but of being in fellowship and journeying into your kingdom, and that in doing so they may become a light and an example to all those witnessing their good works. Amen.
That's Adam May, coordinator for National Sports Sunday, which is today. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about that, please go to their website, which is www.nationalsportssunday.org.uk. And it's a double S in the middle, S, Sports Sunday. So www.nationalsportssunday.org.uk.